Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed souls, we're alive because we want to stay alive. In Torah Chaim, instructions of life. Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness. Torah Rachamim. You're tuned in to blogtalkradio.com, and within the blogtalkradio.com network, the higher inner frequency of Soul Class number 488. Today's program is Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, program or installment number 6. Baruch Hashem, blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. It's now 9:32 a.m., broadcasting live, Eastern Standard Time from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, unifying souls actually. Today's program content will focus on gleaning inspiration from Shari Yuchud, the Gate of Unification, written by the Mittler Rebbe, direct descendant of the house of Kings David and Solomon. As well, discussion will begin integrating inspirations from Rav Hillel of Parich, a trusted student of the Mittler Rebbe and a righteous soul, a tzaddik, of his own accord via his lifetime endeavor to comprehend divine instruction and then share it with others. Our call-in number to listen is 347-838-8669. I'm just going to turn down the... Well, we'll let the music play out. Meanwhile, may the eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. And we'd like to ask you to consider the following meditation from the Book of Kings, chapter 2, verse 3. Quote, "And keep the charge of the Creator your God to walk in His ways, to keep His statutes and His commandments and His judgments and His testimonies, as written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn." Now, I think we'll just turn down the music of Isaac Baton, blessed brothers in spirit and prayer from the famous Frankel Show, and also the president of Beit Mazal. Oh, we might be getting back Rabbi Isaac, I believe, from Eretz Israel. Well, last week he married off his wonderful daughter, Or Chaya. Today's program, Blessed Souls, is dedicated to a young man who is in a hospital, a little bit of dire straits, and hopefully the meditations of my heart and the pronunciations of my mouth should serve as an empowerment, with, of course, last but not least, the blessings of the Most High, that we can positively affect him, to empower him to realize he can get up and stand up and rejoin the rest of us human beings to live a more active, productive life. He's going through a hard time, blessed souls, but I do believe with all my blessings, he will make a recovery and resume a more self-fulfilling actualization of his own life. But that being said, blessed souls, and when we hear the good news of his healing, with the blessings of the Most High, I'll be most happy to talk to him, and hopefully one day he can give testimony to his personal redemption from the straits that he's in right now. Anyway, Blessed Souls, the first five presentations of this series, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul. The first five presentations feature teachings outsourced from the Mittler Rebbe, Shar Yuchel, which we mentioned before, the Gate of Unification. We started with the Shar Ablat, which is the cover page, the Hakdama, the preface, and we began to cover the first page, Os Aleph, the letter Aleph, or the first paragraph, you might call, the first chapter. The material I will now be plucking from is a primary example of the Kesher Bein Rav LeTalmud, the connection between a teacher, or a master in this case, the Mittler being a master of Torah, and to his student, Rav Hillel Meir Parich. Now, Rav Hillel, as I mentioned earlier, was also a tzaddik, a righteous, a chassid, a man of tremendous kindness, which eventually manifested with Rav Hillel writing elucidations on Os Aleph, the first chapter, or the first paragraph of the Shar Yuchud. Rav Hillel's ability to receive such fundamental teachings served, and will always serve as a handy tutorial to empower any human being who desires truly to understand the essence of the body, of the concept of his bonenus or his bonenut. Ha'etzem shel guf shel ha'muskal shel hitbonenut. And in bina, inner understanding. What it consists of, in essence, and upon what should any human being, man or woman, meditate upon, i.e., seek inner understanding, engage in Torah-centered analysis, with the intent of seeking out the truth of any Torah concept. So now that we have fully clarified, we will be plucking elucidations from Rav Hillel Meir Parich. Let us travel down the road at first glance, when deconstructing the meditative learning experience. Why is the essence of meditation an expression or quality of binah, understanding? For most people who are familiar with human cognitive experiences or human cognitive observations recognize that it is an expression or quality of wisdom, which is actually more elevated or higher than the understanding, which is the byproduct of human cognitive experiences. However, if we are talking within the Torah framework of channeling godliness / divinity / elokus or elokut via the universal 10 general conduits, which we can allegorize as 10 microcosmic grids, which called in the Lashon HaKodesh, the Hebrew, as Sfirot or Sfiros. Yet, from another perspective, we of Israel are commanded, straight from biblical scripture, to generate a unification, a cognitive and heartfelt experience and physical elicitation, ha-hamshacha, by accessing a verse which is very terse, but yet those who know of it, of Israel and of the nations of the world, participate daily in pronouncing what is known as the Shema, Shin Mem Aleph. And to learn more about this big biblical commandment, please read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4. So So if you choose to, blessed souls, to continue to cognitively stew and get cooked up in a positive fashion, upon our initial presentation of elucidation provided us via Rav Hillel, bear in mind, blessed souls, inner dimensions of Torah considers human intellect as a malleable dash neuroplastic or connected to neuroplasticity dash kinetic information generator and output dispenser, otherwise identified as three general portions of intellect, which can range from divine intellect, Secha Eloki, to Secha Anushi, human intellect, which is known as, in the acronym, as we'll pronounce the acronym, Chabad. Now there are three letters connected to this word Chabad in the Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. The Ches is alluding to Chachma, a terse term, which indicates to us that there is wisdom, which is describable as part of the human cognitive perception experience of the essence of some matter or concept, which in general precludes enclosing that human cognitive perception within some form of superficial description, and how much more so to the exclusion of an organized and thorough elucidation via the blessed faculty of human speech. Chachma, wisdom, is some quality of seeing or visualizing, as for example, driving on a country road, say like 50 miles, 60 miles an hour, and alongside this country road, one long continuation of forestry. But however, as you're driving along this long line of forestry upon the country road you are traveling upon, suddenly there's a break in the forestry and a field comes under the scope of your physical eye's capacity to glance at now a wide variety of brightly colored flowers contrasted by a juicy green landscape of a greater majestic tree-filled forest which hovers over or encompasses those dainty but fiercely brightly colored flowers. But since the car that you've been traveling in, allegorically, was going 50 to 60 miles per hour, if at the end of the point where you get to your destination, if you were to describe to someone who did not go with you on that allegorical car trip along that country road, if you were asked to describe what you observed, Your observation will be general at best because you only had a few seconds to glance at that wondrous contrast of dainty but brightly and fiercely colored flowers in relation to the forestry that preceded it and the forestry which hovers over it and is in the background of that field of flowery. So your response would be general at best because you did not stop this allegorical car, or your driver did not, and therefore you were denied the opportunity to identify with clear precision why the sum total of what was just observed by you was so alluringly beautiful. Yes, there was a human cognitive perception which was and even tangibly felt. However, one would not be able to comprehend the exactness of such a naturally occurring landscape unless one were to, again, turn the car around allegorically and spend considerable time documenting intellectually or even taking pictures of this wondrous countryside or scene alongside the country road, the vivid contrast between a long row of trees, a field filled with daintily but brightly colored flowers, again encompassed their whole by a greater majestic scene of trees. So if a person were not to turn around, one would be left with at best an intellectual benchmark to share with others, but unable to to elucidate, upon the exactness of such natural harmony and beauty. But when any human being comprehends the quality of an intellectually beautiful concept with all of its factual components, not preconceived imagined ones, blessed souls, but rather when an experience of sensing in what we're alluding to, the profundity of any Torah concept, and allowing that sense of feeling to enclose itself within his or her brain of comprehension, i.e. left brain processing, then produces and quantifies via qualitative letters of understanding, then he or she will then be able to relate to a human being what he or she has perceived and possess the blessed ability to expound factual data to another human being about that concept or about, say, that allegorical flower field preceded and encompassed by a majestic forest around it. For his or her letters of thought manifesting in his or her blessed brain of understanding, left brain processing, their letters of thoughts have been congealed by cognitive understanding, which are flexible enough to produce qualitative revelations via the blessed faculty and experience of human speech, his or her speech, which serves as a potent disseminator of the wisdom and understanding he or she can access within Olam HaSiyah, this world of action. That since we dwell, blessed souls, as instructed us by the Torah of creation, the instruction of creation, which is ultimately rooted and sourced within the Creator's wisdom, will, and desire that we should know such things. So our processing of wisdom and understanding, Chochma Bina, is all in the context is that we are processing all this information within a world of action. The wisdom and understanding a human being can share with other human beings can be tangibly expressed when his or her wisdom and understanding are an expression as well of their emotional capacities, which, from another perspective, can lead one to consider any quality of wisdom embedded within existence a tendency to disperse in a kind manner. Yet, while this wisdom, in a general manner, is not revealed via letters, which would be certainly be apparent if the human being, he or she, could elucidate immediately what they have just seen physically or perceived within his or her right brain chamber, moyach ha-chochma. So what we're saying here, blessed souls, is not that we are questioning the potency of wisdom, not that we are saying that understanding or bina is a superior cognitive faculty to wisdom. What we are talking about is looking at the human intellect, and at least at this point in time, we've deconstructed on a very general, superficial manner, two-thirds of the cognitive human intellectual experience. The perception of the essence of something produces a feeling of beauty, wonder, awe, elevation. It's just that at that point of time when you perceive or see something with your physical eye, of something wondrous and beautiful, tantalizing, you are so absorbed in that perception, that visual perception, or it can be also a cognitive perception, that it doesn't give opportunity to arise that you can elucidate at the very moment when you are getting misspoiled, when you're getting moved by that cognitive, spiritual, emotional perception. And there must be a process of transferring that perception to your left brain, your moyach habina. So this is one of the things that Rev Hillel is trying to bring out in his initial elucidation regarding the three general components of human intellect. And all of this, of course, is in order to empower us to reevaluate if we are interested in and we are trying to pursue Torah authentic experiences of cognitive meditation. And with that being said, as we close out, I am again not trying to dismiss other forms of meditation, but rather to share with you an option that you have, blessed souls, since you're blessed souls who are human beings who have a divine image. Forms of meditation to calm the spirit, to calm the intellect, to calm one's emotions, to reduce hurtful feelings, I would openly encourage anyone to engage in if they feel they are being overwhelmed by feelings of anxiety and pain and needless worry. And therefore, go ahead. Inhale air and be conscious of the air you're inhaling through your mouth or your nose, and let that be a calming force in your life, because that's also a way of reinvigorating your cognitive processing unit and recharging the energy or redirecting the energy which is flowing in a negative way within the left side of your heart over worries or fears or anxieties or even obsessive thoughts, which then when transmitted to the brain causes a disruption potentially of one's functionality for that particular moment, for that particular day, or even for a longer span of time. Hashem Yishmer, Hashem protect us from such experiences. So we're going to leave it there, blessed souls. We're running the show a little bit short today, but that's okay. I felt that we covered a lot of information quickly, and therefore I openly encourage you to review this if you're not listening to the program live. Hopefully you'll listen to the program in the archive version. And of course, eventually we hope to, with the Most High's blessings, to put it on j-app.me. And I'll be posting it on my wall in Facebook in order to help other people access this material for free. And hopefully we're going to ascend to a higher reality. We're going to segue out of today's program, of course, with Brother David Dohm. And the merit of this music may it provide a complete healing for his wife, Kayla, and who's going through also some tests in her life, and may the Most High remove these tests and show to her and for her treatment team and for her family, her beloved husband and children and in-laws and parents, that this is only ultimately for the greater good, that her simple faith in the Creator was a prime catalyst for her refuah shleima, her complete healing. So here we go with Travis's song by Brother David Dohm. Will help us get back home to remind us that our divine image will empower us to get off in scrimmage. Our Tzelem Elohim is not a dream, blessed souls. And I just want to remember, I don't want you to ever forget, you have got to be good. Again, with being told you've got to be good, it might activate certain types of anxieties within yourself or ambivalence. However, Hateva Tov Lehetiv, it is the nature of the good to do good. The Creator is the source of all goodness. And he would not have put you down here to do something which is the opposite of good. We all have Bechira Chavshis, blessed souls. We all have freedom of choice. Let us choose to do good and talk about good and act out good, to be examples to ourselves and others in our own particular communities, our own little microcosmic universes. And may all this be accomplished in the way of a Hava Chad, one love. Goral Echad, one destiny kulanu, b'darchi noam, in a pleasant way, darchi shalom, in a peaceful way, laham shich, to be continued, Bezer Hashem Yisbrech, with the help of the Most High Creator, Eternal Creator, who spoke and all the world came into being. Take care, everyone.
Just a man.